Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Bryce, welcoming you to an afternoon of beautiful weather. This Monday's been great out there, temperature-wise. Austin's sitting back, getting ready to take off on the weather for the five-day forecast. Actually going maybe out to 10 days. It's the same forecast, I would think. So Austin's all ready for that one. We'll check in with him. But first, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, new life-saving devices have been installed along Pensacola Beach thanks to the Gulf Breeze Rotary Club. The installation of 40 rescue tubes for emergency has been activated. The tube is a portable flotation device that anybody on shore can grab and quickly throw to a struggling swimmer. According to the Rescue Tube Foundation, drowning is the third leading cause of unintentional death worldwide. In an effort to come up with the $32 million needed to cover the cost of $64 million, this is an expansion for its Tiger Point wastewater facility. Gulf Breeze utility customers will soon see an increase in rates. Last week, the city council voted to increase the city's sewers rates. And Pensacola Police welcomed its newest member, K-9 Jet, a 16-month-old Chesapeake Bay retriever who specializes in explosives detonation. Jet was imported from Hungary and has completed an intensive training and certification program alongside with his handler, Officer Travis Heron. This marks Officer Heron's fourth canine partner and the fourth explosive detonation dog assigned to the airport since 2002.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting you your first quick check of the roads and weather here. There's not too much going on from what I can see. Roads looking just about clear. Maybe some minor backups still on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 73 degrees right now, low of 64. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 79, low of 52. And yes, throughout the next several days, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with no rainfall in sight.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
First of all, before we dive into the state stories, I'd like to remind you, Governor DeSantis in town tomorrow. He'll be over at PSC, and we will carry his media event live. Should get underway around 9:30. I'll be over there start about 9 and keeping you updated in terms of what is happening on the PSC campus. As Governor DeSantis makes a live appearance, 9:30 tomorrow morning, you will hear it live on News Radio 92.3. Search continues for missing boaters after their vessel capsized last week, happened off the Florida coastline. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The Coast Guard said the accident about 30 miles off the Florida coast killed one of 10 people on board. Four were rescued Sunday. Martin County Fire and Rescue said injuries to three of them were not life-threatening. Five others who were on board remain missing. The Sheriff's Office in Martin County said the group did include people from Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It also reports one of the survivors said the boat left the Bahamas nearly a week and a half ago. Searchers have not given an update on attempts to locate the missing passengers or the purpose for the trip. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And for spring breakers, the good times may be over in part of Bay County. Panama City Beach Police Chief J.R. Talamantes posted a message on Facebook yesterday, writing that Panama City Beach can no longer be a spring break town, and that time is over. This is coming in response to some gun crimes that took place during spring break. He says he'll have serious discussions with stakeholders and city leadership about the future of spring break season, but he closed the message by writing, "To the good visitors, you'll always be welcome. To the idiots, go somewhere else."
All right, three campus police departments in Florida are looking to officially work with federal immigration authorities to help identify and remove illegal aliens. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miami.
The on-campus police departments at the University of Florida in Gainesville, the University of South Florida in Tampa, and Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton are all seeking to be deputized by the U.S. government to aid in immigration enforcement. It is part of the initiative of both the Trump administration and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to crack down on illegal migrants involving the reach of local law enforcement. International students from schools in other states have recently had their visas canceled following accusations of terrorism and failing to maintain student enrollment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a girl injured in fighting in Gaza getting treated in Broward County. Palestinian 11-year-old Lana arrived at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport yesterday. She's due to receive a prosthetic leg. A group called Heal Palestine arranged Lana's trip, and a volunteer was telling local news outlets in that area that they're here to let Lana and other children know the world has not forgotten about them.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. You can frame this under We Told You So. Florida teacher's about to lose her job after being reported for breaking a parental rights law. Dana Marie McNichol has more from West Palm Beach.
School officials say this wasn't a case of a teacher using a nickname. Rather, when parents found out that their child was being called a name that didn't align with their gender, they reported the teacher for violating state law. Florida, among several other states, passed a law requiring parental consent for teachers to use a student's preferred name. Now, Brevard Public Schools says Melissa Calhoun, a teacher at Satellite High School, admitted that she knowingly did not comply with the state statute. Calhoun's contract was not renewed for the following school year. The district released a statement that says they do support parents' rights to be the primary decision maker in their children's lives, and Florida law affirms their right to be informed.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some national headlines for you. Some of the biggest stuff happening around your nation today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Marcus Point Baptist Church encourages you to invite a friend to the Community Sunrise Service inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Reach out to your neighbors, coworkers, or even family members and show them an Easter tradition like never before. The Community Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday at 6 a.m. from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Visit our website at PensacolaChurch.org.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
one time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's not 17 and doesn't know what you mean. When doctors to single malt, so stilting on the shoebox.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
And weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. We did have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that was pretty minor and has seemingly appeared to have cleared up. As for the weather, 73 degrees, going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow and for the foreseeable days upcoming, we do have mostly sunny, high of 79 for tomorrow, low of 52.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending up after President Trump relaxed some of his tariffs, and Fox's Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green as investors cheer a tariff rollback for the tech industry after the White House eased tariffs on smartphones, chips, and computers. The news boosted shares of technology hardware companies like Apple. The tech giant assembles most of its devices in China. Apple shares rose 2% on the news. And shares of automakers popped, including General Motors and Stellantis, after President Trump said he was looking at an automotive tariff pause to give car companies more time to adjust. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple and McDonald's, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 312 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Washington State joining a coalition of what is now 21 attorneys general in support of two law firms being targeted by the Trump administration. Trump issued executive orders that cut security clearances for employees of the law firms, prevents the employees from being hired by the government, and bans them from federal buildings. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown says the president took the action because he dislikes the two firms, and he says that the president action will undermine the legal system.
626 News Radio 92.3. A top Trump administration economist is dismissing recession concerns. Jared Halpern tells us more from the White House.
National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett is not concerned about recession fears.
100% not. 100% not.
Hassett points to the unemployment figures and job creation and says CEOs he's speaking with say production remains high even with new tariff uncertainty.
And in terms of sales of foreign goods, people are buying as many as they can because they're worried about future tariffs. So everything's through the roof.
President Trump says his reciprocal tariff plan, which was largely delayed for 3 months, will bring more manufacturing jobs to the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a cancellation of the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities due to high administration fees that limited direct funding to farmers, though some of their projects may continue if they prove significant federal funds will be beneficial. Rollins also announced new presidential appointments aimed at supporting President Trump's America First agenda at the USDA. He welcomed a new team committed to promoting rural prosperity and reducing regulatory burdens for farmers and producers.
U.S. and Iranian officials have met to discuss Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear capabilities. Fox's Rich Edson is in Washington with the details.
Italy's foreign minister has reportedly said his government has given the approval to host the next round of discussions this week with officials from the United States and Iran. President Trump says the first round this past weekend in Oman went well.
Nothing matters until you get it done. So I don't like talking about it, but it's going okay. The Iran situation is going pretty good.
Iran's foreign minister says, quote, the talks were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect. I elaborated Iran's viewpoints in a firm yet forward-looking manner. Both sides decided to continue the process in a matter of days. Late last month, President Trump threatened there would be bombing if Iran refused to cut a deal on its accelerating nuclear program.
And El Salvador's president won't return a man who was mistakenly deported from the U.S. Nayib Bukele told reporters he would not return a man the Justice Department said it mistakenly deported while sitting next to President Trump in the Oval Office earlier today. He said, "We're not very fond of releasing terrorists," adding that he's not going to smuggle someone back to the United States. The DOJ has admitted the man from Maryland should not have been sent to El Salvador because of an immigration judge's 2019 order barring him from being sent there.
DOJ is targeting key NASA programs, and Democrats are fighting back. Today, Senator Chris Van Hollen responded to suggestions that the Trump administration has only aimed to make cuts at NASA's facilities located in politically blue states. Here's Chris Van Hollen.
You can be sure that we will make the case that political retribution has no place in the appropriations process. And I will tell you this, I think our Republican Senate colleagues and Republican House colleagues recognize that that is a very dangerous road.
And the teen charged in the stabbing death of Texas high school star athlete Austin Metcalf having his bond lowered. 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony has been locked up on a $1 million bond after the April 2nd incident involving Metcalf. On Monday, a Collin County judge lowered the bail to $250,000 with conditions that include being under house arrest and wearing an ankle monitor. Metcalf's father says the dispute started over a seat in the stadium during a district track meet.
China is ramping up military exercises around Taiwan, prompting fears that they could lead to new aggression. Jennifer Griffith is at the Pentagon.
China announced this weekend it is suspending the sale of critical minerals to the United States in response to President Trump's trade war. China produces 90% of the world's rare earth minerals, which are needed for U.S. defense capabilities, weapons manufacturing, and aerospace, causing the Pentagon to take note. Earlier this month, China's military had ramped up exercises around Taiwan, military drills that included live fire, long-range strikes, and blockade operations that some believe foreshadow a future military invasion.
And a 5.2 earthquake being reported in the San Diego area earlier today. The USGS says it struck at 10:08 a.m. local time northeast of San Diego. Authorities say there are reports of minor damage, but there are no injuries. Meanwhile, some public rail lines had been temporarily closed for inspection.
Okay, 27-year-old Carl Stikes of Pensacola, a former UPS employee, has been charged with stealing iPhone 16s from January to April of this year. He was recently arrested on a charge of grand theft cargo. Investigators first discovered that 130 phones supposed to be loaded by Stikes did not reach their destination. Investigators later discovered 171 phones.
I'm Tom Regatti. A guilty verdict has reached in the case of a Maryland mother of five raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant in 2023. Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
A Maryland jury took less than 1 hour to find Victor Martinez Hernandez guilty for the sexual assault and murder of Rachel Morin 2 years ago. Martinez Hernandez could face life in prison without the possibility of parole.
El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele says he will not act to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man wrongly deported to his country. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
The Supreme Court wants the White House to help facilitate his return after a lower court ruled he was wrongfully deported. But White House officials say he was determined years ago to be a gang member. And the El Salvador president says releasing him doesn't make sense for either country.
Abrego Garcia's lawyers deny he's a member of a gang. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
What if your brother
or your husband?
What if your son came back from the service with a spinal cord injury?
When they volunteer to serve, we expect our country to be there for them if they are injured.
For more than 60 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting to ensure that we receive all of the benefits that we've earned.
Thank you, Paralyzed Veterans, for helping my husband.
My son.
For helping my brother.
You too can help. Visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.634 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Beautiful day out there. I am now seeing, you know, you were talking about the 7-day forecast. I'm now seeing by next Monday,
Yeah.
30% chance of rain. That's our first sight of seeing any precip over the past week and a half or something like that. So anyway, we'll keep you all up and under under careful watch on the weather situation for you, but Monday, 30% chance of rain. So looks like Starbucks cafe workers will soon be sporting a new look. Not sure I like this or not. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the information for you.
The coffee giant is issuing a new dress code for workers across its North American stores beginning in May. The move comes as Starbucks looks to revamp its store image and boost business while improving its work environment under CEO Brian Nickel, who took the helm last fall. As part of the updated dress code, employees will be required to wear solid black short sleeve or long sleeve shirts. Employees may also wear bottoms in any shade of khaki, black, or blue denim. Starbucks said the change will create a sense of familiarity for customers while helping the company deliver a more consistent coffee house experience. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, I want you to put your football hat on here. President Trump welcomed Ohio State University football team to commemorate their 24 national championship victory. The president congratulated the Buckeyes for their historic win over Notre Dame.
This extraordinary group rallied together for a single glorious mission to win four straight playoff games against the finest teams in college football. And you were able to do it, obviously.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal run. And also, we've just to keep with the college football headlines here, we got word this weekend that former LSU wide receiver Kyren Lacy has passed away at the age of 24. Lacy reportedly took his own life Saturday night in Houston while being chased by police. According to the Harris County Sheriff's Office, police responded to a call from a family member who said Lacy had fired a gun during an argument before fleeing in a vehicle. The chase ended in a crash, and deputies say Lacy shot himself as they approached a car. He had played three seasons at LSU after starting his career at Louisiana and had actually gotten enough looks to be considered a potentially pretty high draft pick.
The NBA regular season's over and the postseason's all set to go. Greg Thompson has a preview for you.
Before we can get to the playoffs, we still need to figure out the last two spots at each conference, and those will be decided by the play-in tournament. In the East, it'll be the Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks facing off for the seventh seed. The loser of that will then play the winner of the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat for the eighth seed. Over in the West, we didn't even know what was happening until after Sunday's games. The Denver Nuggets, LA Clippers, and Minnesota Timberwolves all won, grabbing the fourth, fifth, and sixth seeds, while the Warriors lost to fall into the play-in. And that means Golden State will face the Memphis Grizzlies for the seventh seed, with the loser taking on the winner of the Sacramento Kings and Dallas Mavericks for the eighth and final spot. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And quite a strange headline coming out of Sacramento. There's a minor league baseball team. It's called the Sacramento River Cats, all right? Well, apparently they unveiled some new alternate uniforms, and I don't really know what the I guess I get that it's a California Gold Rush vibe. I don't know. But apparently they unveiled something called Gold Digger uniforms after backlash over a promotional video was deemed sexist. These uniforms were taken away from their social media. So the AAA team deleted the videos from Instagram and YouTube because they featured two women with dollar signs for eyes watching a player emerge from a gold mine. So references to the Gold Diggers were removed from the Rivercats and Minor League Baseball websites after the backlash. Probably a good move there, I'd say.
Okay, the big story coming, actually going into Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series Food City 500 was Denny Hamlin going for a third straight win. As Fox's Greg Thompson tells us, instead, we might have seen something just as impressive.
We may not have gotten a three-peat, but we might have seen a new king of Bristol Motor Speedway get crowned. Kyle Larson went in front on the 40th lap and stayed there almost the entire rest of the way, leading 411 of the 500 laps in total to take the checkered flag after also winning both the Xfinity Series race here on Saturday and the Fall Cup Series race at Bristol last September. And as Larson told FS1, this win came with the added bonus of also holding off Hamlin, who finished second.
Glad to stop his three-peat. We hate to see him win, so as I'm sure you guys do too. But
in total, Larson has led 873 of the last 1,000 Cup Series laps at Bristol. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And to cap off your sports segment, we have your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Kevin Durant is one of the 20 best NBA players ever, but his resume post his time with the Golden State Warriors has been one hot mess. His time in Brooklyn was a disaster, and this chapter in Phoenix is even worse. Today, Mike Budenholzer was fired, making the third straight year coach has been fired out in the desert. However, Durant would probably follow this time, and wherever he winds up, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore for KD. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, jury selection started today in the retrial of former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's lawsuit against the New York Times. Tanya J. Powers has more for you.
The jury is being chosen in federal court in Manhattan, giving former Republican Alaska Governor Sarah Palin another chance to prove that the New York Times defamed her with an editorial in 2017. Palin sued after the newspaper published the editorial that falsely linked her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting, claiming it damaged her reputation and career. The Times has admitted the editorial was inaccurate, but said it quickly corrected what it called an honest mistake. The trial is expected to last up to 2 weeks. Missteps by the judge in the first trial led the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to restore the case last year. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And one man facing charges after an early morning fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion yesterday. According to the Pennsylvania State Police, firefighters responded to the Harrisburg residence of Governor Josh Shapiro at about 2 a.m. Shapiro says his family was home at the time but were able to escape unharmed. Police say Cody Ballmer hopped a fence and set the fire. Ballmer was charged today with criminal attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, and more.
Okay, the Trump administration continues to deport suspected gang members that crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Alicia Acuna has the numbers for you this afternoon.
Marco Rubio says the U.S. sent 10 gang members to El Salvador this weekend. The men come from two gangs, including MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. The Trump administration has been sending detainees to El Salvador since last month. Mr. Trump is scheduled to meet with El Salvador's president in Washington.
All righty. And President Trump calling on the FCC chair to give substantial penalties to CBS. According to Huffington Post, the president is furious over the 60-minute Sunday broadcast about Greenlanders' opposition to becoming part of the United States and the failed immediate promise to end the Ukrainian war. Trump is urging FCC chair Brendan Carr to issue the network maximum fines and punishment, and it should have their license revoked.
Okay, this weekend's top box office film has now become the highest grossing movie of the year. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. After just 2 weeks, a Minecraft movie is now the highest grossing Hollywood release of 2025.
Anything you can dream about here, you can make.
The Warner Brothers video game adaptation starring Jack Black and Jason Momoa pulling in $80.6 million in ticket sales. It surpassed $550 million worldwide. Some new releases rounding out the top five this week. The King of Kings debuts in second place with $19.1 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for just a moment.
King Arthur!
Get down from there!
It's loosely based on a Charles Dickens work about Jesus. The Amateur opens in third place with $15 million. Warfare comes in fourth with $8.3 million. And Drop finishes in fifth, $7.5 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And police say a person was arrested on the campus of United Healthcare in Minnesota. It comes just months after the company CEO Brian Thompson was shot and killed in New York City. Luckily, local police in the area said a suspect was taken into custody without incident and that there was no threat to the public.
Okay, thinking about doing the home buying, home selling exercise. Mortgage rates a little higher today, now above that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.07%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on here from what I can see on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening on your way home. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, maybe some clouds here and there, but it's going to be a beautiful day all around. High of 79, low of 52.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Delta passengers got stuck on the runway after bad weather forced the planes to stay on the ground. Not good news for Delta business passengers. Griff Jenkins has more for you.
For a minute, it looked like computers, smartphones, semiconductor manufacturing equipment, wireless routers, memory chips, and other electronics might escape the tariffs entirely until the president said they are still subject to that 20% charge he imposed over fentanyl, posting online that nobody is getting off the hook. And he says this week we will get some more guidance about new charges for that sector specifically. Some confusion was spurred from the mixed messaging. The Commerce Secretary said on one of the Sunday shows the exemption was never meant to give the industry a free pass forever, and that the new charges would be announced soon. So that made it sound like the tariffs hadn't been put in place yet, but the president's post indicated the electronics were still subject to that 20% fentanyl charge.
A layover that became a sleepover. Nearly 300 Delta Airlines passengers enduring a night of chaos last week. Bad weather forcing two international flights to divert to a regional airport in Montgomery, Alabama that doesn't have customs, leaving the passengers to spend the night in their planes on the tarmac. The flights, which had departed Mexico for Atlanta, did reach their destination the next day.
My goodness. And also, the price of eggs at a record level ahead of Easter. NBC's Stephanie Gosk reports that the average price of a dozen eggs is now at an all-time high of $6.23, while soaring cocoa prices making chocolate more expensive. And it's not just that. Economists warned that prices could go even higher in the weeks ahead. Some consumers looking for alternatives to eggs this year and plan to dye marshmallows, potatoes, or maybe even fake eggs bought at a craft store.
Just when I figured out how to master eggs, they upped the price on me here. Americans are conflicted on taxes. In the latest Fox News poll, Dana Blanton has the details in Polpourri.
This is Polpourri with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Here are five tax tidbits from our latest Fox News survey.
First, a sizable number of voters, 38%, say they are okay with the amount they pay. And get this, 2% think what they pay is too low. But a majority, 59%, say their taxes are too high. While partisans across the board think their tax bill is excessive, Republicans are 14 points more likely than Democrats to feel that way. But it isn't the amount voters pay to Uncle Sam that really bothers them about their taxes. Only 12% put that as their top annoyance. A bigger concern is how the government spends their tax dollars. One quarter, one in four, say that's what bugs them the most. However, the most common complaint is the rich aren't paying enough. Nearly half, 45%, feel that way, with higher and lower income families equally likely to say the rich don't pay their fair share. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Puri.
All righty. And of course, we've been hearing a lot about tariff this, tariff that. Well, throughout this afternoon, we've been touching on the director of the National Economic Council's words on the matter. Kevin Hassett was seemingly thinking, hey, listen, just trust the process. It'll work out. But you can't please everyone. Senator Elizabeth Warren says President Trump's tariffs are hurting the U.S. economy. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Massachusetts Democrat said the uncertainty around how the tariffs will be enforced is stopping companies from making investments. Warren serves on the Senate Banking Committee, so she, I guess, kind of has some clout on this matter. But also, she renewed calls for an investigation into possible insider trading.
So you want to talk about tariffs, do you?
Yeah.
Gulf Coast shrimpers say Trump's tariffs will save their industry. Shrimpers along the Pensacola coastline say they need more help from the feds as cheap shrimp imports from countries like Ecuador, India, Indonesia, and Vietnam are driving down local demand. Some shrimp farmers are ready to push for measures like capping imports at 25%. Shrimp season, just a month away. Now shrimpers are working with the Trump administration, hoping to save that business. Mm. And congressional Democrats are away from Washington for a two-week recess, rallying against President Trump.
In some really unexpected places, they are out in full force. They're trying to rally the base here, and they're going to certain states that they normally wouldn't go and winding up at events that they normally wouldn't be seen at, like Bernie Sanders, the progressive, talking Trump to a bunch of Gen Zers at Coachella. The progressive talking about how tough the economy is at a festival where general admission starts at $500 and VIP passes go up to $1,200.
All righty, and to finish off this business segment, we got Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CBS News reports President Trump's approval ratings on the economy and inflation have dropped after weeks of tariff policy twists. The CBS News survey found that 44% approved of Trump's handling of the economy, while 40% approved of his handling of inflation, both of those figures down from 4% in March. Meanwhile, stocks were higher today on Wall Street, led by a surge in tech shares following the announcement of that sector being spared from reciprocal tariffs. The Dow gaining more than 310 points, the S&P 500 up more than 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 107. A Minecraft movie scored a massive $80 million in its second weekend of release, remaining number one at the box office. So far, the film has grossed $281 million domestically. U.S. crude oil futures for May are under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some health notes for you as we ease you into this evening.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Everybody but you.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one final check of the roads and weather for you this evening. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see, so thank you for staying safe out there tonight. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 79 and kind of cloudy, partly cloudy in the evening, low of 52. Also, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear for the next several days. We're probably not going to have any chances of rainfall, probably until next Monday.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is launching a research effort to discover the cause of what he calls an autism epidemic. Alexandria Hoff in Washington with more.
Secretary Kennedy saying nothing is off the table in terms of what they're going to look at as potential causes of autism. And he said that the NIH is going to utilize scientists from around the world to identify what's behind the rising rates, promising to have an answer by September. Many experts have said that this timeline is impossible because of the complexity of what has become a very broad diagnosis. On one end, you have individuals unable to speak, requiring 24/7 care. On the other, those who may lack social cues. Now, in 2000, 1 in 150 children were diagnosed with autism. By 2020, it was 1 in 36. And Kennedy says that that's soon going to be updated to 1 in 31.
And the Trump administration won't allow Medicare to be used for gender-affirming care for minors. On Friday, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services urged states to not use funds for gender-affirming care for anyone under 18. The restriction specifically applies for hormone treatments or gender reassignment surgeries. Newly appointed CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz said that he has a duty to ensure medical care is lawful, necessary, and truly in the best interests of patients.
Well, Pfizer says it's ending clinical testing for a once-daily pill that would have treated obesity. Tom and Jay Powers has more.
Pfizer's testing for danuglipron was in phase 3, which is usually the last part of development before a company submits the treatment to government regulators for approval. The company says it will stop studying the weight loss drug after one of the participants in its trial experienced a possible drug-induced liver injury that was resolved once they stopped taking it. Pfizer had been testing the once-daily pill after scrapping development of a twice-daily version in late 2023 because most patients dropped out due to side effects including frequent nausea and vomiting. The pill had been seen as an alternative to the popular weight loss drugs given weekly by injection, including Novo Nordisk's Wegovy and Eli Lilly's Zepbound. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we got a lot coming out about diabetes, apparently. They got a couple of new studies here. One suggests that diabetes could impact memory and other cognitive functions. Researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas found that type 2 diabetes can rewire the brain, similarly to early onset Alzheimer's. The authors of the study say that diabetes may be altering the brain similarly to early stages of that disease. And another study has found maternal diabetes, can increase a child's risk of having a neurodevelopmental disorder. Researchers discovered a link between mothers with gestational diabetes and a heightened risk for autism, ADHD, and intellectual disabilities in their kids. The authors of the study say more research is needed to understand why that could happen.
News Radio 92.3, health officials taking this month to encourage you to make some life-saving donations. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. April is National Donate Life Month. It was started in 2003 by Donate Life America and partner organizations to raise awareness about donation and to encourage Americans to register as an organ, eye, or tissue donor. Also to celebrate those who have registered and who've given the gift of life. There are around 100,000 people on the National Organ Transplant Waiting List. To sign up, you can visit organdonor.gov, and that can link you to a state registry. You can also sign up in person at your local motor vehicle department, or on an iPhone, use the Health app. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study shows that Parkinson's disease may soon be more concerning than Alzheimer's. Cases of Parkinson's disease are estimated to rise 30% by 2050 in North America and will double globally. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease typically affect movement, the main ones known, you know, for causing the tics and everything. But it can range from mental health effects to pain and tiredness. There's currently no cure for Parkinson's disease, and scientists are working to determine what triggers the devastating illness.
It is not easy dealing with Parkinson's. I want to let you know that one. A Republican fundraising organization announces a record haul. Teresa Crowley has an explanation.
Republicans looking to grow the grassroots at the state level are making hay with a record fundraising haul the first 3 months of the Trump term. The Republican State Leadership Committee is dedicated to electing Republicans at the state level, raising a record $13 million in the first quarter, over $2.2 million online, with 5,000 new donors who chipped in an average $25 apiece. Republicans control 28 of the 50 state legislatures, with Democrats controlling 18 and three legislatures divided. But the RSLC president tells the GOP we must stay alert, with Democrats ready to invest unlimited resources in down-ballot races. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, let me get you updated here in case you want to make a financial contribution to your future. Powerball tonight. $100 million, $44.8 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Drawing at 10 o'clock, by the way. Always play wisely, and good luck to you. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Have a great evening.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.